Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of the Tefillin, in the Sefer of the Book of Love. We continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing specifically regarding the halachas of the Tefillin, where in this Perek we discuss the making of the Tefillin. And that is, we had mentioned in the previous Perakim regarding there was 10 things that are critical. We spoke about two of them that were regarding the writing of the Tefillin. And now, as Rambam gets halacha alaf regarding the 8 things halacha mitzvah Sinai that are regarding that I'm active in the making of the tefillin and the tying of the straps, as we had mentioned in the first parak halacha gimel that there were these 10 things. So shmeina halachas yesh b'maisa tefillin. There are 8 halachas in the making of the tefillin. Kulan halacha mitzvah Sinai. They all are halacha tradition from mitzvah from Sinai. Ulefikach kol ma'akva. Therefore, they're all critical. V'mishin ma'achsman. If one of them was changed, pasul is going to be invalid. V'elein, and they are the following 8. Number one, shim ribois, they have to be square. V'chein tfidosim b'ribua, their stitching has to be square. V'alchsoinim b'ribua, and even their diagonal has to be square, meaning that the square has to be exactly the length like the width, so that you get this diagonal that is going to be every amma in a square is an amma and 2/5 in its diagonal. So it has to be square in the diagonal. At shiyilin arba zav yishavis, until you have exactly four corners that are squared. Number two, b'shi ba'oir shal reish, there should be in the leather of the ton shal reish, tzura shin miyamin mismal, the figure of a letter shin from the right side and from the left side. Number three, b'shi yichruch ha'parshis b'matlis, that the parshis, the parchments that have the four the parshis of the ton written should be wrapped with a cloth. And number four, b'shi yichruch eisen b'seir me'ala matlis, that then it should be wrapped with a hair over that cloth. And then ma'achkach machnisim b'batein. Then that's how you put it into the compartments. Number five, shiyu toifin eisun begidin, that they should be stitched with the sinews of an animal. Number six, v'shal eisun lem mamboiches, they should make a passing me'or hachipui from the leather of the covering. Should tikonis b'hadar tzua, that the strap should go into the tefillin compartment. Until it passes by and it's able to go through that loop, that handle that the straps could go in through, and that's how you tie it onto the hands. Number seven, the strap should be black. Number eight, that the knot of the shalreish should be keshe yedua katsuras dalas, a well-known knot like the figure of a dalet. Those are the 8 things that halacha mishum sinna that I'm akath. Halacha beis regarding preparing the batim, the compartments to put in the parshas of the tefillin inside of them. How do we make the tefillin of the head? So you take a squared piece of wood, the length like its width, like its height. If the height was more or less than the width of the piece of wood, that's not a problem. If only particularly that the length should be like the width. But regarding the height, that could be a little off. Then in this wooden compartment, you make 3 grooves, so that they could actually make 4 heads, as in the Rambam, there's a picture where you see that there's almost, so to speak, the hand, the 4 fingers sticking out are going to be 4 compartments, because you make 1, 2, 3, you make the 3 grooves inside, that makes for 4 compartments. And v'leichen oyer, so that's the piece of wood. Now you take leather, u'martivim oisem b'mayim, and you soften it in water, u'mechapim b'yisa eitz, and now you go and you cover that leather over the wood. U'machnis nesa'or bein kol choretz b'choretz. Now you put the leather between every one of the grooves, so yeah, there's 3 grooves, but you're putting the leather over it, so it's going and is making holes, it's essentially making 4 holes if there's 3 grooves. And moreover, umechamshin oisai. Another thing you do is that you contort with a tongue on the skin when it's moist. Mikan mikan, from here and from here, atcha oisin bay, until you make demushin sheeshla shalosh roshin mimin hamanichtvon. So you make the form of a shin, that's one of the letters that has 3 heads, as a regular shin usually does. Mimin hamanichtvon, that's on from the right of the one who's reading the tefillin. With demushin sheeshla arba roshin, then you make a form of a shin that has 4 heads, which is not the normal, it was one more head, mismal manich, from the left of the one who's wearing the tefillin. Halacha gimel, umanich en sa'orit alo eitz ad sheyivash. Now, you leave the leather on that piece of wood, this mold, achievers until it dries up. And then you remove the leather from this wooden mold. But now you have a piece of leather that has arba batim pnuim, four open compartments, because it was over those four heads, which is from three grooves between them. And now you take out the leather. Now this has these four empty arba batim pnuim, four empty compartments. And you put in a parsha where there's four of them into every one of those compartments. And then you bring back some of the leather from beneath it. That's the what closes it. And then the bottom of the bottom. And then you stitch it from its four corners. Now you do leave from leather that's on the bottom, a place where the strap, which is how you get the tefillin to stay on the arm or the head, a strap, so you leave a space like a handle, like a loop. But one nikkur mabayis, that's called the passageway, which is where the ritua passes through. That's what we're referring to on the tefillin shel reish. Halachadal, the kitzur doesn't tefillin shel yad. Now, how do you make the tefillin of the hand? So lekhanetz meruba, again, you take a squared piece of wood, arko kerach, by the length like the width, be a gabu keetzba or yoisa al zemad. Now, the height should be like a finger breadth, or a little more than this, or a little less than that. Umchapen oisa ba'or reitiv. And you cover it with this moist leather. And again, you put the leather onto that mold until it dries up. Then you remove the leather. Here we didn't talk about making grooves. And then you put the four parishes where the wood was. And then you put some of the skin back on the bottom to cover it up on the bottom. You stitch it up on the four corners. And you leave from the leather this, as we mentioned, this loop, to a place where the strap could go through. That's the construction of the tefillin shel reish and tefillin shel yad. Halacha A, regarding the order of the parashas and how to place it into the tefillin. Kitzat tzidah parashas. How do you organize the parashas? So, but tefillin shel reish and the tefillin of the reish, what you do is machnis parasha achreina. You put in the last parasha, shibayim shemaya, which is the last of the four. You put a bevayis reish into the first compartment. Shuhu al yamin hamanich, that's on the right of the one that's putting it on. Ushma smuchla, shma is near it. Vakiviyacha by slishi, which is smuchal ishma, the third one which is near to the one of shma. And then the first one, vakadish li, is bevayis revi, is in the fourth compartment. Shuhu lismail hamanich tvon, that's to the left of the one that's reading tvon. So we go from right to left. So the last is first, and then so on until you get to the first one, which is last. Why? So the one who's reading shapon v'kenegam neyamanich, who's facing the one who's wearing it, if he'll have X-ray vision, he's looking through the tefillin, he's going to be reading it in this appropriate order, the way it's written in the Torah. Like, for example, this, where there's a picture, the way we just described it. Now, if you switch this order, psulas, they're going to be invalid. Tefillah shel yad, the tefillin of the arm. Here it's written on four columns, but one long piece of parchment like a sefer Torah. Al sidurim b'Torah, the way it's, the order is in the Torah, kagoyin zeh, for example, this, where it shows a picture of the four parashas and four columns, but on one piece of parchment. Im k'sovin al arba oireis. Now, if it was written on four different pieces of parchment, v'chnisim b'bayis echad, and it was put into this one compartment, which you're supposed to have by the tefillin shel yad, yosef fulfilled the obligation, vein tzoch l'dapkin, and you don't have to even connect them. Halacha zayin, k'shu goyil ha-parashas, when you roll the parashas to put them into the compartments, ben shel reish, ben shel yad, with tefillin shel reish, tefillin shel yad, goyil leisin misefin l'tchilas, and you roll them from the end to the beginning. Achatim tzad, you find, k'shu tifzach ha-parashas, if you're going to be opening up the parashas, tikkur kol parashas parashas mitchilas atzei, you're going to be reading every single parashas from the beginning to the end, because it's going to open up. If you roll it from end to the beginning, you're going to open up by the beginning. Halacha chas, now, k'shu machnisin es ha-parashas, b'batim shelem, when you insert the parashas into those compartments, you wrap it with a cloth, and on the cloth is a hair, and then you insert them into the compartments. Now, this here, has to be sar behema or shel chayat Torah, has to be the hair of a kosher domestic or wild animal. Even if they weren't not kosher to eat in actuality because they died or they had a moral defect, but it has to be from a kosher species. Now the custom of the entire people has already been to wrap it besar znav hagolam, the hair of the tail of calves. The tail is because the hairs are long and they're very useful for the utility of tying more than hair from the rest of the body. And from the calf is as a reference to the chet eagle. Halachat regarding the stitching of the tefillin. K'shatofen es ha'tfilin, when you stitch the tefillin, ein tofen ela begidin shel behema. It should only be stitched only with the sinews of a domestic animal, a shechaya, or of a wild animal, tayr, that's kosher. Tefillin min nevelas of tefillin, even from those that were not properly slaughtered or had a moral defect. Loichin ha'gidin, now they take the sinews, sheyesh ba'akeva behema ayachaya tahirim, that's in the heel of the wild or the domestic kosher animals. Vim levon, then they're white. Now, vim kashm, if they're hard, you can't really stitch with that. Merakchem oisam bavanim okezvim, you soften it by banging it with stones or similar types of things, actually also kibish, until they become like flax. Then betevinus, and then they spin them. Veshoiznosim, and then they weave them. Behem tevchen at tefillin v'diyas k'sevetar. And with that, that they stitch tefillin and the parchments of the sevetar. Halacha yud, k'sh tevchen at tefillin. When you stitch the tefillin, tevchen oisam b'ribua, have to stitch it in a square. V'halacha, ravacha, since well spread halacha, she b'chod sad, that every single side should have shalosh tefillin, three stitchings. At shi ha'kol shtem eser tefillin, until the sum total is 3 times 4, it's going to be 12 stitches. That's ben shal yad, ben shal resh, whether either one of those tefillin. Now, the must tefillin is eser, but if you mean the stitching 10, or arba eser, or 14, oisa, you could do that. V'chod tefillin siya ha'chud shalhen soiviv, now every stitching should be that the thread of him is going around mishtei ruches from the two sides, meaning it's not just stitching the top or stitching the bottom, it has to go on through the two ends of the bottom on the top and the bottom. Halachi Alf, v'tzoch shigei ha'chadet shal tefillin shoreish. Now you have to have that this groove that we said you make in the tefillin shoreish has to go ad mokam ha'tofer until the place of the stitching down on the bottom, which is the base of the tefillin where we said you stitch, that's how far down the groove has to go. Now, v'mhoya ha'chadet snikah. Now, however, if the groove was recognizable, that everyone could see that it's 4 different compartments, then then even though the groove does not go all the way down to the place of the stitching, it's going to be valid. But if it's not recognizable, then it will be invalid if it's not going down. Now, and you have to pass through on through every groove, al gabi ar, on top of the leather, has to go through chut ay meshicha, a thread or a thin rope, lahavdil ben bayis labayis, to separate between these compartments. O minig pashit, and the widespread custom is lahavir gid migide tfira, to take one of the sinews from the sinews of the stitching, b'chalcharetz b'chalcharetz meshlash, in every single one of these grooves of the three that we have. Halachid beis regarding preparing the straps and how to be able to thread these straps through the tefillin. Now, how do you make the straps? You take a strap of leather, strip of leather. Rechava, its width is like the length of a barley corn. If it's wider than this measurement, that's valid. And the length of the straps from the head tefillin is enough that it could go around the circumference of the head. And to make the knot in the back. That the two straps should come down on either side of the person, until it comes to his navel, to his belly, or a little bit above that. How long does the straps of the hand tefillin have to be? So that could go around the arm, and that you make the knot, which ties it onto the arm, and that you take this, stretch out this one strap, until the middle finger, that you'll wrap around that middle finger 3 wrappings, v'yikshur, and to tie it. That's how long it has to be. And if the straps were longer than these measurements, k'sheres, that is valid. Halachid gimel, umachnes ritzur shel reish. Now you insert the strap of the tefillin shel reish, b'tayver shelah, which we said that's the place, the crossing where the strap goes through, as we said in halacha aleph. Umakef b'midas reish, and then you leave enough space that it goes around the head. B'kusha kesha merubik b'ndalz, and then in the back you tie a knot that's squared like a dalad. B'kesha zetzach kol talmud chacham l'lamna, and this is a knot that every talmud chacham has to learn. And b'yef shalei did, so that's except you can't notify what this figure is in writing. You have to see it to know what it is, how to make this knot. B'chem shal yad, same thing is regarding the tefillin shel yad, kosher kesher kemin yud, you tie right next to the tefillin a knot in the form of a yud. B'tir etzua, and they would say we have shem of Hashem, shakai is the shin on the tefillin shel reish, and the dalad by the knot in the back of the tefillin shel reish, and the yud by the tefillin shel yad. B'tir etzua shel yad, oylo b'yared is p'tir ha'kesher, and the strap of the tefillin shel yad goes up and down in the not so that you should be able to widen or narrow when you want to, when you want to tie it onto the arm, so you have to be able to pass it through. That's how you tie it onto the arm. The straps of the tefillin, whether from the head or from the arm, the outside part of the straps should be black. That's halacha from tradition from Sinai. But the underside, the backside of the straps, since they're facing inward, if they were green or white, shares their valid. Adumas le'asa, but red, you shouldn't make them shemetahapach ha'ritzua, because the straps might turn over, or g'nai, it's going to be embarrassing for the person, disgraceful, because it's going to look like that it's blood from his scabs, and that's why it's all bloody, really, when it's only red. Now, the truth is, says the Ram, that the back part of the straps should always be similar to the color of the batim, of the compartment of the tefillin. If yurukos, if it's green, they should be green. If it's white, labonos, they should be white. Now it's beautiful for the tefillin that it should all be black. Hakatzitza, the actual batim, v'ritzua, kula, and all this, the whole strap, everything should be black. Halakha is above regarding the invalidation of the leather and of the one who makes it. The leather that's used to cover over the tefillin, that you make the straps from, is the skin from either a kosher domestic, wild animal, or a bird. Even if they're from an avela trefa. Now, if it's made from the skin of a non-kosher animal, let's say you covered over the tefillin with gold, it's invalid. Now, the leather of the straps, they have to be processed for the sake of the rituals of the tefillin, but regarding the leather that's used to cover the tefillin, in a tzachibit klal, that does not need to be processed at all. A filaso matzah, even if you made it what's called matzah, which it wasn't processed with the salt or the flouring, like matzah, which is not prepared with any spices, kosher, it's going to be valid. Many places actually have specifically this custom to make it with this leather that's unprocessed, because that makes it stronger, and therefore it's better for the leather of the batim. Now, halach tazayin, einos na tefillin el Yisrael. However, the tefillin could only be made by a Jew, shasiyasin kiksibasim, because making the tefillin is like writing them. Why? Because you have the shin that's in the leather of the tefillin, shereish, as kamishman, like we explained in halacha beis. The vikir, therefore, mechipon goy, if a goy covers over the parishes with the piece of leather, or he stitches it, so it's going to be invalid. And so to anyone is invalid to write the tefillin, as we said in Perek Alav Aloch Yed Gimel, they shouldn't make them, because that's considered like writing the tefillin, and they're invalid to write, and therefore they cannot make the covering of the tefillin either. Aloch Yed Zayin regarding changing the designation of the tefillin. Tefillin shel reish, you cannot switch a tefillin shel reish to make it into a tefillin shel yad. But you can take the shel yad and make it into shel reish. The reason is, you cannot downgrade something from a more severe sanctity to a lesser one, and tefillin shel reish is considered a higher level than that of the shel yad, but you could upgrade from shel yad to shel reish. And the chaim ritzu shel tefillin shel reish, so to the straps of a tefillin shel reish, you cannot make it for the straps of a tefillin shel yad. Now, when we say this, that you cannot take the tefillin shel reish and make it shel yad, this is shel lavashon, for you already wore it. If you had tefillin shel reish that were made for that, but no one ever wore it, it was just designated. And if you want to change it to be tefillin shel yad mutter, then it would be permitted. But I said, now how do you do this? Because the shel reish, the grooves are recognizable from the outside. Shel yad is all supposed to be one compartment, but you already have the grooves. So what you do is tefillin shel reish, just covered over with a piece of leather until it's like made into like one. Because shel yad, then you could tie it onto the arm. If you have tefillin that the stitching got disconnected, tore, which is what connects the titura, which is the base of the tefillin, with the leather of the bottom of the compartments. If the two stitchings were one next to each other, or if you have three stitchings that tore, even if they're not near each other, it's going to invalidate the tefillin. Now, when we say that, it's b'yishanus. Talking about old tefillin, we have to be concerned that it's going to totally tear because it's very old. But new tefillin, which the leather is very strong, it's not going to tear more. As long as the leather of the batim, which is square like a tavla, like a tablet, that's what's called tavlon, as long as it's intact, it's going to be valid. What's considered new that we're not concerned? If you grab a hold of some of the leather with a stitching tour, then you can suspend the tefillin. It's strong. It's not going to come disconnected. That's new. But it was not fit to hang it. Rather, it would disconnect. Then it's old. Then it's going to be possible. I look at test or tuition nifsika regarding if one of the straps tore. In kashin so you can't tie it. Vein tevin you can't stitch it because it says ksharatam. Ksharatam to tie it means kshiratam, which means it has to be a whole strap, not knotted or stitched. Elamitzia, begins already, take it out and you hide it away. Vois nacheres, and you make another one. Now, b'shiura ritzua, the remnants of the strap, soon they're invalid, achi arko v'dach b'kashira, until its length and its width is like the measurement, as we mentioned, what the measurement minimum is, or yes, or more than that. Now, la'olam yizar, li'ez p'nei ritzua l'mal, one should always be careful that the face of the strap should always be facing outwards, b'esha kresha esna al-yad b'al reshe, when he's tying it onto his arm and his head, because you're always supposed to have the outer black one facing outwards, and not have it turn around.